Well, Darren, maybe a little bit more nervy than you'd have liked at the end, but a win away from home is always good news.
Yeah, a win in this league is always good to pick up 3 points on the road. I thought we were worthy winners today. I thought we found a way to win the game today. Towards the end of the game, we made it probably a little bit nervy towards the end, but I always felt we was, as the away team, in control of the game today. We just probably needed a little bit more urgency in possession of the ball to move them a little bit more. But listen, I've got no complaints. The boys have found a way to win the game today, and I'm delighted with the 3 points.
I mean, you mentioned it before the game about Preston. Nobody should underestimate him. They gave you a good game today.
Absolutely. You know, Alex Neil's a very, very good manager, head coach, and we knew it'd be difficult here today. I knew coming here today, this was not a game to be taken lightly. And I knew in this division, whether you're deemed top of the league or at the bottom of the league, you're splitting hairs with the teams. It really is in this division. And you'll see topsy-turvy results every single week in this league. So you have to go into every game with detail, with precision, with a focus and with a determination. And I thought the boys showed that here today. Against difficult opponents, they never let us rest 1 minute today. They worked really, really hard, Preston did it. And we had to go and get the result as opposed to the result being given us.
At both ends of the pitch, you've no problem scoring goals, but maybe a bit of a question about the ability to keep a clean sheet. Where are you with that? Are you okay as long as you're winning, or would you like to see a clean sheet?
No, we're trying to get all aspects of the games right, Mark. You know, we're good, can be even better in possession of the ball and creating chances, believe it or not, with all the goals we're scoring. And we could get even better off the ball and being more defensively sound and probably game management. You know, all these things are in this league is what you try and pinch and claw away in training, and you only put them right in the training pitch because of the schedule it is. Those training sessions that you have are far and few between, but every time we get that opportunity, we're trying to pinch to get even better. We want to get better, and we're constantly working at that. So we're a team in that transition. We're a team trying to progress. We're a team trying to change our style of play. We're a team trying to get results in a very, very difficult division, a tough division, and we're a team part of 24 teams in a relentless, exciting championship.
I mean, 10 games gone, you're top as things stand, but it sounds like you believe and feel there's more to come from West Bromwich Albion.
Yes, yeah, I really do. I really do feel that there's more to come. There more has to come, and together, collectively as a group and as a unit, and as a football club, we'll keep working at that, you know, and we have to keep working at it. So we save it this result, and over the next 24 hours we focus for the next midweek game and we go back to work.
And you've talked about the goal threat you've got. I mean, a player like Dwight Gayle and J-Rod as well, I mean, you've always got ability to score goals tonight or today.
Yeah, I mean, those two will be the first two to say to them that it's their teammates behind them that's creating the chances, and they're getting on the end of things really, which is great. Pleased as a head coach to see them both on the score sheet today. They've got a wonderful understanding. They enjoy each other in terms of their them as individuals, as players as well on the pitch. They enjoy that cohesion together. But then I like to extend it to the whole group. It's not just them two, it's the whole group, which has given us the platform to keep moving forward, and we have to continue to move that. It was a difficult game today. Alex Neil and his team made it very, very hard for us today. We knew it was going to be a difficult day today, and that's why I'm pleased with the 3 points, because it's a difficult place to come.